A crowd of parents, teachers, community members, and students filled out most of the bleachers on one side of the high school gym, hoping to come up with solutions to the persistent alcohol and drug problem in Petersburg. Sandy Dixon, the city's fire and EMS director, told the crowd that underage drinking ambulance calls have been on the rise.
We've actually had 7 ambulance calls related to underage drinking, meaning they were drunk enough that somebody thought they needed to go to the hospital with the ambulance. That's just been since March, so 7 cases. So that's pretty drastic. And my thought behind that is that's just the number that we're getting called for. That's not the number that parents are dealing with. That's not the number that their friends are dealing with. That's not the number that the police department are dealing with or what's being brought into the hospital.
Dixon sat on a panel with 5 others assembled by the Petersburg Mental Health Services, which has state grant money to address the problem. Another panel member, high school principal Rick Dormer, highlighted the importance of parents talking to their kids about tough subjects like drug abuse, sexually transmitted diseases, and drinking.
Again, they're not just having a beer. They're drinking a lot, and they're drinking it really, really quickly for the fun. And so it's just a different... My belief is, again, this perceptive, okay, we know kids are out there, you know, doing some things and being kids and they're going to make mistakes just like we did. But are we helping them through the mistakes, or is it getting bad enough that people are starting to get real hurt, like the MSAs, like Sandy's telling us? So this real message is to really talk to your kids, ask them where they're doing. Again, it's tough, but if you're not going to do it, you know, their friends know, just talk about what's going on. It's a great, we have great kids and we'll protect them.
Another panel member, Police Chief Jim Agner, fielded questions about jail time and sentencing for adults convicted of providing alcohol to kids. Agner said the police department would be offering kids caught drinking the option to help convict adults for furnishing alcohol.
To that end, I think if you've read the paper, you see we are beginning to offer the opportunity for kids who get caught with alcohol to work that charge off. I think it solves a couple of issues. One, it gives them a chance to correct a mistake they made. Part of being a young person is that we should, if you make a mistake, we should be at a point where we can do something to correct it and get on. You still have to have consequences.
Some parents at the forum voiced frustration that students caught drinking lose their chances to participate in school sports and other privileges, losing their reason to avoid alcohol in the future. Parent Bobby Lewis wondered why others at underage drinking parties did not share in the punishment.
My son was in the hospital strapped to a bed because he was had his head split open at a party, had staples put in it, had gasoline all over him, and he was on lockdown and checked on every 15 minutes with a blood alcohol of 0.244. 3 is dangerous. Not one of those people at that party got it contributing, by the way, and that really bothers me. And I brought the paper because I did write a letter to the editor. I am worried about my children. I can bring them home after school, and within an hour, they've got a blood alcohol level of 0.244. It doesn't matter if I lock them down or they're coming home after school. It's out there.
Police Chief Agner encouraged community members to show up in court during sentencing and voice their support for stronger sentencing for adults providing alcohol. And parent Susan Erickson urged the community to help stop that crime.
It's not okay for a 22-year-old to be buying alcohol and giving it to the kids in high school, on the streets, whatever. That's wrong. It's illegal. You may not care about it for your own kid, but I don't want your kid to run into my kid.
Others brought up the need for tougher and more involved parenting, encouraging religion and church in a child's life, and mentoring by other members of the community. That was an important point for parent Carly Beyer.
That's what it's going to take for these kids. They're going to need somebody that they're comfortable with, somebody that they can talk to, where they don't feel like it's a black hole and there's no hope. So open your hearts to kids.
Another panel member and pastor Bob Carter said it was also important for kids to hear from the adults in their lives.
When we were their age, we did the alcohol, we did what drugs were available, and our kids looked and said, well, you know, you did it, why can't I? Well, all of us are here, I think, because we've also seen the pain. We've also lost friends. And our kids need to hear those stories. They need to hear that there can be severe consequences that they could lose friends or they could lose their lives or they could be physically impaired from this.
One after another, parents, kids, and community members stepped up to an open microphone for over 2 hours, providing heartfelt and often tearful testimony. Here's just a small sample.
I can drive down the street and I can tell you who's dealing. And I can tell you when they've gotten that shipment in because that's the busiest spot in town. And it hasn't just been lately.
You have a whole community that's ready for it. We're sick of it. We're tired of it. We don't want to see our kids involved with this anymore. We have great sports and activities. We have the best coaches in the state. Rick and everybody else has proven it. Let's use it. Don't take it away from the kids.
I want to be randomly drug-tested. I think everyone in school should be.
I don't know what the answers are. I don't think it's going to be a quick fix. We've been having these discussions since the 80s.
Don't put a blame out there. Say, what can I do? I have to take responsibility and make your child take responsibility. It's huge, but it's scary and it's not comfortable. But you can get help to get there. And you just have to reach out and take responsibility for yourself and ask for it and get it. And then therefore you can help someone else.
Parents voiced support for neighborhood watches and helping police investigate alcohol and drug activities. The Petersburg Ministerial Association plans a youth rally for middle and high school students November 17th. Also, Mental Health's Kim Kilkenny will be available for parents looking for advice and support during parent-teacher conferences at the schools this month. Kilkenny says she and the schools will also be publishing a pamphlet on binge drinking and other risk behaviors. A coalition made up of the panelists and several other community members plans to meet again and put out some information on what the community can do to combat the problem. And another town hall meeting to follow up on the issue could happen sometime after the holiday season. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.